go into our first interview of the show today. Today we're talking about something that affects every one of us, the environment. Looking after our planet doesn't just make our communities cleaner, it also helps keep children healthy. The DJ Marie Trust, in partnership with Hold Your Hand, has launched the Waste Not competition, an exciting initiative encouraging South Africans to reduce, reuse and recycle in creative ways. Whether it's turning old materials into something useful or finding new ways to reduce waste at home or school, every small action can make a big difference. Joining us to tell us more is Rahima Isop, Communications Director of the DJ Marie Trust, and with her is Mabuya Masiri, a 13-year-old from Sex Junior School, who will be sharing with us some tips on reducing litter and waste based on what he has been learning at school. Welcome to Rx Radio, Rahima and Mabuya. How are you guys doing today?
Good, Nasira. It's so good to be here. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure to be here.
Thank you for coming. So before we talk about the competition, could you tell us a little bit about yourself and your role as Communications Director at the DJ Marie Trust?
Thanks, Nasira. I'm going to take you back in time now to when I worked as a journalist, a radio journalist, for about 10 years. I started off in Johannesburg, and then I moved to Cape Town, and then I decided that I had reached the end of my journalism career, and I wanted to segue into communications and public relations, and I just did not want to work for private companies. I wanted to work for an NGO that was aligned with my sense of social justice, with my values, that was doing good in the world, and that's how I started at the DJ Marie Trust. I'm the communications director, as you mentioned in your introduction, and my role is to basically make sure that the organization is comprehensible, is understood by the general public, and we do that in different ways.
So what inspired you to become involved with DJMT, and what is it about the organization's work that you're most passionate about?
Yeah, thanks for that question. So the DJ Marie Trust is a South African foundation, and we believe in a South Africa where every child can reach their full potential. We know that we live in a very unequal country, right, where many children are living in poverty. More than 40 million people in South Africa live below the upper bound poverty line. So we have barriers that are preventing South Africa and its children from reaching its potential, and DJMT has identified what those barriers are, but importantly, reframing it as opportunities. These are the opportunities that we think we need to leverage and we need to invest in to take the country forward.
And then, Mabuya, what do you personally have said? Why do you personally have such a big care for the environment?
I care about the environment very much because the environment that we live in is important to us, because a long time ago, as humans, we lived in this environment. We lived off the land. We lived off the water. If we pollute everything, we will die and we won't have any of the resources that we had when we were living like that a long time ago.
That's very true. And then, Rahima, how did the idea for the Waste Not competition come about? And why was now the right time to launch it?
Yeah, so Waste Not is about celebrating those people who are reducing, reusing, and recycling. Now, this is really important. It's also about showing leadership. We need to do this in order to protect our environment and protect human health, because environmental health and human health are linked. When the environment is sick, our children get sick. Now, Waste Not emanated because we have a campaign at DJMT. It's called Create Change. And Create Change is focused on what individuals, businesses, organizations, essentially the entire society can do to reduce the problem of litter and waste in South Africa. Did you know that we create, as a country, about 122 million tons of waste every year? And where do you think that goes, Nasira?
I have no idea.
And that's so important, because that's what Waste Not is all about. It's about forcing us to think, where landfills should be the last resort. We should be reusing, which means that we're keeping these packaging, the packaging and the products in circulation for as long as possible. We should be recycling, which means that this is an industrial process. So, for instance, if you have, and I have some props here that I'm going to show you, I brought some of my the material, the stuff that I use at home, which I then put in a recycling bag, which then gets collected by my recyclers. So on these items, right, it will have labels which tell you whether the product can be recycled. And if they have these recycling labels, and some businesses have actually made it a little easier for people to understand these labels, because the problem is that these labels were difficult to understand. So it tells you this bag can be recycled. It tells you that this this milk carton can be recycled. So reusing and recycling, right, is something that we can be doing. But the reason that we're not doing it, and I think this is what makes the Create Change campaign and also Waste Not very different, is that we understand that we have to think about the system in which we are existing, right? We can't put blame on the individual. For too long, many campaigns have like blamed the individual for littering, for discarding their stuff. And we're saying it's actually, that's part of the problem. The bigger problem is our waste system. And if we don't talk about our waste system, we are obscuring the big picture. And we are focusing on a narrow problem with a very narrow solution, right? The waste removal services are uneven and unequal. What does that mean? It means that some neighborhoods have a rubbish truck coming to their neighborhoods every week on a regular basis. Other neighborhoods don't get that, right? And what happens? Waste piles up on the sidewalks and around their communities. The fact that companies are just producing too much stuff, Nazira, right? Too much things that are consumed, single-use plastics that end up in landfill. The fact that recycling is actually not widely supported in our country. Some municipalities do recycling. Cape Town does recycling in some areas, not in others. Right? So those are the problems that we must acknowledge, but then at the same time say, what can we do as individuals, big or small, to make a difference?
Many people don't immediately connect waste and children's health. How does poor waste management affect children's well-being and development? I think that's a very important question to ask.
A very important question. So I mentioned that waste removal services are inadequate and are unequal, right? Which means that in those communities where there are dump sites, illegal dump sites, children sometimes play on those dump sites and they can get sick, right? Then the piling up of litter, it attracts rodents and other disease carriers. Children can get sick. There's another way that children can get sick, from inhaling fumes, from burning rubbish. So because waste removal is so unequal and uneven, 55% of households in South Africa report burning their waste weekly or bi-weekly. Can you believe it? And that burning the waste is so toxic. These are some of the ways that children get sick. They get tummy bugs. Have you ever had a tummy bug?
It's not a great experience.
It's not a great experience. So what happens when very young children in particular get tummy bugs, right, is that they become dehydrated, they are fatigued, they're not eating. And I imagine if they're getting recurring tummy bugs, right, they're unable to, like, absorb the nutrients from the food. And also they're not eating because they don't have an appetite. That can, and if they're already, like, chronically malnourished, right, in poorer communities, we see that children are not getting enough food because more than 60% of households in South Africa are food insecure. So if those children are chronically malnourished, their immune systems are weak, they're getting recurring infections, they don't have taps inside their homes or proper sanitation, that set of circumstances can increase the likelihood that they will become stunted. And stunting is when children are too short for their age, but it's not just a height problem. It's a signal that their bodies and their brains are not developing as it should. your school been teaching you about caring for the environment?
At school, every grade, they try to make sure every grade has recycling bins for us to recycle. They even have them by the fields that we play on during break, the rugby fields that spectators watch to help encourage them to recycle. The hockey Astro we have also has them. For personally, for grade 7s, my teacher, Mr. Evans, has brought us something new. He brought us composting to help with reduce the waste from the teacher's lounge with the tea and the coffee they drink. And that's all.
Okay. I remember having the loose recycling bins in primary school. It's a long time back. Could you explain how people can enter the waste knock competition and who is eligible to take part? So the Waste Not competition is running from the 21st of July to the 21st of August, and it's open to all South Africans. And they can take part by entering on WhatsApp. The number that they can use is 060-411-111. They just type Waste Not, and we're encouraging them to send their stories, pictures, videos, voice notes, and to show us what they're doing to reduce, reuse, and recycle.
What did you say to someone who thinks my small recycling project won't make a big difference?
So, I mentioned that the Create Change campaign, right, is about not just focusing on blaming the individual, but looking at the waste system. Now, yes, companies need to stop producing so much waste, right? Businesses and those producers of packaging and products need to take responsibility for the volumes of waste that, for the volumes of stuff that they are creating that ends up in landfills, right? And there are regulations as a country that are in place that says that those companies must take responsibility. And so they've formed what's called producer responsibility organizations, PROs, that are set up to do just that, right? So there are things that businesses must do, government must do, but as individuals, the small things that we do every day makes a difference. And if we have a mindset that it doesn't, then we are just taking ourselves backwards. And that's why it's so important to have children like Mabuya talking about this issue, because children are not stuck in their ways, right? Not like the older generation who have been doing things a certain way and been throwing it in the same bin. You know, they're harder to shift their behavior. But young people are flexible, they're agile, they can take on new ideas, they are questioning, they are provoking, right? They ask questions like, why should we be doing this? Why aren't we doing it this way? So that's why we need young people to have this shift in mindset, right? Because they can instill this new behavior that we need in order to have separation at source at home, which is when you sort your waste and it doesn't all go in one bin. As Mabuya said, it goes in different bins. That we are, like Mabuya's teacher, composting. So I brought my little composting bin here, and inside I'm going to open it up. Okay, it's banana peels and fruits and vegetables and all of the organic waste that I throw away to make sure that it doesn't go in the general waste bin. Now, this gets picked up by a social enterprise called Khoi. Khoi takes this organic waste and they compost it, and then that compost goes to urban food gardens. And it's used to enrich the soil for those food gardens so that they can produce food in local communities. So something as simple as separating your waste has this ripple effect of supporting community food gardens and supporting communities to grow their own food. So when people think that my small action is not making a difference, that mindset actually needs to shift, and it's young people who are going to shift that mindset.
Beyond the prizes, what do you hope children or families will take away from participating in this competition?
So it's a shift in the narrative, okay? That narrative that my actions are not going to make a difference, but it's also a shift in the narrative about why we have a piling up of litter and waste. That it's it's not just individuals who are to blame, that there's an entire system that needs to shift.
And then finally, we can listeners find more information about the Wisdom competition and when is the deadline to submit the entries.
Okay, so everyone has until the 21st of August to get your entries in. Multiple entries are accepted, so you can enter as many times as you want. There also, we also encourage schools to enter, teachers must enter, as well as NGOs. We've already been seeing really, really cool submissions. People are showing us that they are innovative in their communities. So, like, some of the submissions so far that I've seen is a mum who took a bottle of Nola mayonnaise, like an empty bottle of Nola mayonnaise, and she turned it into a little toy car for her toddler.
So,
I know, right? I would never have thought of that. You know, I mean, I'm doing my bit just by sorting my ways, but I would never have thought about something like that. There was a teacher who took these cardboard boxes and turned it into top hats. We had a young girl who is a bit of a fashionista who fashioned a top and a skirt from plastic bags. So people are doing the most in their communities, and we need to celebrate that.
And then lastly, for you, Mabula, is there anything else you'd like to add or say to the listeners?
I'd like to say to all young viewers that are listening to this radio, I'd like to say that don't think of it as parents telling you what to do. Think of it as you are taking control of your own future, making sure that you are protecting this very that your grandchildren, your great-great-grandchildren, your other children